And now it's time for a weekly recap of state news. It is the Wisconsin News Roundup.
An investigation into a youth corrections facility made headlines this week after claims of abuse, intimidation, and information tampering were uncovered.
And a hostage situation in Neenah last weekend left one person dead, and the State Department of Justice is investigating whether police acted appropriately.
To help us recap these stories and more, we're joined now by Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Hi.
Well, big story this week, a surprise, a kind of shocking, this investigation into the Lincoln Hills School for Boys in Irma, Wisconsin, south of Tomahawk. What have we been hearing from that investigation so far?
So what we learned this week is that this juvenile correction facility was actually raided on Saturday after that followed basically a year-long secret investigation, a John Doe probe. The records were unsealed by a judge recently, and this was first reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that that there were reports of abuse against inmates, a long list, everything, sexual assault, physical child abuse, intimidations of victims, and allegations that records were tampered with or sort of incidents were misclassified to avoid dealing with issues within this this corrections facility for juveniles.
And the picture that emerges, in addition to all the individual crimes, is this is a facility where safety was no longer there. It was out of control. There were risks to both inmates and the staff at this facility.
Certainly. So this is very much an ongoing story. There's a lot that we don't know, but this is up. This is only about 30 miles away from Wausau, where I am, and we've already, in the wake of this, heard from, you know, current and former employees about appalling conditions, and it's complicated. It's hard to know. The state consolidated its juvenile facilities in 2011. There used to be a site in suburban Milwaukee, and now Lincoln Hills is it. This is the state's juvenile prison, and since that time, there have been a long-standing accusations by the Public Employees Union about understaffing, dangerous staffing levels. In fact, the facility has been understaffed, as most Wisconsin correctional facilities are, and the employees are working a lot of overtime. And so what had been something that you would hear in isolated incidents, this probe suggests may have been very much more systematic or much more widespread. It's still quite preliminary, but it's very disturbing.
As you mentioned, you're not far from this facility there in Wausau. This has been big news around the state, huge news in your part of the state, I imagine.
For sure, and it's in sort of rural Lincoln County, and it is a large employer there. It was considered a sort of an economic win for Lincoln County, Wisconsin, when the state chose to consolidate to the Lincoln Hills facility when it was going to go from two juvenile facilities to one. There have been some reporting that suggests that part of what is a problem or a contributing factor is a culture clash between, you know, most of the guards at this facility are rural Wisconsinites, and many of the inmates, not all but many, may be African American kids from Milwaukee. And there was one thing that was reported was a case where an inmate from the Milwaukee area who was Muslim said he was denied to even have a Quran in his while he was there. So there's a lot of there's just been a lot of sort of back and forth about those on the guards say that they weren't allowed to discipline, or that administrators would turn the other look the other way when there were serious discipline problems or serious misbehavior or physical incidents. And on the other end, there are those saying that there were criminal acts by guards in this facility.
Are we seeing in the short term changes to improve safety, to prevent crimes from happening while these investigations go on?
So the what we know about short-term changes are that the facility's superintendent and the state's head of juvenile corrections, both of whom had had previously announced that they would retire in January, are gone. They had their retirement dates moved up to December 3rd. Today, Governor Scott Walker said that he believes that the facility is safe. I think without a doubt, there's going to be a lot of need to review the situation there, and I would expect to see changes in policy, changes in administration, and probably some long-term fallout from this.
Rob Metzer from the Wausau Daily Herald stays with us as we continue our Wisconsin News Roundup in just a few moments.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farich. We're here with Rob Metzer, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald, looking at some of the biggest stories from around the state this week. And Rob, another story in the headlines, kind of confusing. I think some still open questions here. A hostage situation in Neenah ultimately left one person dead. In a nutshell, can you recap what happened there?
Yeah, so around 9 a.m. on Saturday, police say a man named Brian T. Flatoff held a group of people hostage at gunpoint inside Eagle Nation Cycles in Neenah, so motorcycle shop in the Fox Valley. This standoff, I think police were alerted very, very early on that Flatoff had a gun, that the people inside the shop were in danger. The standoff lasted until after 1 p.m. So the SWAT team was called in. It's very chaotic, but what we know is that the SWAT team seemed to have advanced on the building and exchanged shots. In the course of that gunfire, some hostages say that they hit the floor. One account is that one of the bullets hit a fire extinguisher and created a sort of a hazy smoke inside the shop, and that allowed a man to sneak out, like to get out of the he left the shop. That man was Michael L. Funk, they call who a 60-year-old man they call ML. He left the Eagle Nation Cycles, but he was carrying a gun. Police say that he did not drop his weapon, and they shot him and killed him. Of course, he was one of the hostages, not the person the police say was holding the others hostage.
And that's the fact that takes us from an incident of crime to an issue of state policy. We have a fairly recent law requiring any police-involved shooting to be investigated by the State Department of Justice. So what are we seeing? What happens in this investigation now?
That's right. That investigation will be triggered. It's another related policy discussion that it has raised is the issue of body cameras for police. There is some we've been told that there is some dash cam video from the scene. We don't have body cameras from the police, but there is some evidence on that was captured by police cameras. Flatoff, the man that police say was holding them hostage, was charged with a number of felonies this week. But the district attorney said that as early as next week, he could be charged with felony murder in this case, though he did not pull the trigger on the shots that killed Funk, because he is seen as responsible for this incident taking place at all.
So we'll be watching for the results of that investigation. And then I want to move on to Donald Trump making headlines all over the country, and you at Gannett got some reaction here in Wisconsin from Muslims here in the state. What kind of things were they saying about Donald Trump's comments, especially his statement on barring Muslims from entering the United States?
Yeah, it's this outrageous statement, as is Donald Trump's want, I suppose, that I think is universally understood to be an unconstitutional, illegal proposal. But nevertheless, it's had a lot of ripple effects. It's had a lot of shockwaves, and so one of our reporters for Gannett Wisconsin Media reached out to a number of Muslim communities throughout the state. So from the mosque in Marshfield, Wisconsin, to those in Oshkosh or in the Fox Valley, really to a person, the reaction was that they wanted to use this as an opportunity to educate others about their actual practice of their religion. There was some description of sort of troubling, like an intimidating phone call that someone at the Islamic Center of Wisconsin in Appleton had received earlier this year. But it didn't sound like there was a lot of that. That is certainly a concern. But they're really the message that we heard from the Muslim community was come and learn about us, and that they wanted to see more open dialogue, I guess. For what it's worth, there are a lot of Republicans who have condemned Trump's comments. Just today, Congressman Reid Ribble from the Green Bay area said that he would not support Trump even if he were the GOP nominee.
And people have been watching for that. A lot of Republicans, as you say, have condemned Trump's comments, but people have been saying, is anybody going to cross that line among elected Republicans and say, if he's the nominee, we're not going to support him? A Reid Ribble congressman, as you said, has done that. So how about other state Republican leaders?
Yeah, he might be the first. House Speaker Paul Ryan, sort of dean of Wisconsin Republicans, condemned Trump's remarks pretty strongly, and certainly others have taken that tone as well. I don't think it's certainly not fair to say that that it's a widely shared view within the Republican Party among elected officials. But I think Ribble sort of crossed a barrier there to actually rule out supporting Trump as the nominee. That is a line that that Ryan or Senator Ron Johnson or others who have criticized Trump have not crossed before now.
Do you see any voting here in Wisconsin's a long way away? Do you see this having an impact, say, out in the Republican primary here in the state?
Well, it's Muslims themselves are a small community, and Trump has shown, if nothing else, that there is political gain to be found in stoking fears and insecurities. And I think that is a political tactic. What it's up to those who see that as immoral and have a substantive problem with that as a policy to stand against that. Really, I think that could be a long-term political winner, but it's really not about that, right? It's about the substance of the policy.
Rob, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer from the Wausau Daily Herald joining us for an extended edition of our Wisconsin News Roundup.